This is TWiT.
On Thursday, Epic launched a missile. I mean, it really had clearly planned to begin this war. It knew. It had a 30-page court pleading prepared. It had a 1984-style movie made. They replaced the in-app purchases at first on iOS and then on the Google Play Store with a mechanism that would get around it so that you could buy credits from Epic directly and not pay the 30% to Apple or Google. Both Apple and Google immediately responded by pulling Fortnite from the Play Store. Now, Fortnite is a free game, but the in-app purchases have been very successful. They've made Tim Sweeney and Epic billions and billions of dollars. I think Sweeney made successful. $7 billion last year in the Fortnite DLC stuff. You know, dance moves, outfits, all of that stuff. It's very successful. People love it. It's a great game. And by the way, it's not exclusive to iOS or Android. It's probably much more played on PC or consoles. In fact, they even pay the 30% to both Sony and Microsoft for in-game app purchases in their stores. So then they didn't pull it there. But remember that Tim Sweeney had started this fight when they first put Epic Fortnite on Google Play or on Android. They decided not to go through the Google Play Store. They said, well, you can sideload it because we don't want to give them 30%. But it turned out to be a little more complicated and B, a little more risky to do the sideloading. In fact, it didn't launch well. Somebody, some hacker was able to insert malware into the downloads initially. So eventually they joined the Google Play Store. Apple's response and Google's response, as I said, to pull the game down. But then Apple this week went one step further and perhaps a step too far. Epic sued immediately. And what Apple's response to that was, they sued Apple and Google, was to yank or threaten to yank. It'll be in effect August 28th. Epic's developer credentials, which means no Epic properties could be updated in the App Store, including according to Epic, the Unreal Engine. The Unreal Engine is not only used for Fortnite, it's used for many, many iOS games. And those game developers would be put on the spot. They would either have to replace the Unreal Engine, which is not really doable, or not be able to update their apps ever again.
And Epic could release it unsigned, but they'd have to give up their own signing privileges to do that.
That's where I want to begin, because I know that both you and Lori have dug deep into this, and Andy have dug deep into this. Epic says that by doing that, this retaliatory move, they have jeopardized Unreal Engine. And in the legal document, they immediately filed for injunctive relief from the courts. In the document, they said, if the Unreal Engine can no longer support Apple platforms, the software developers that use it will be forced to use alternatives. The damage to Epic's ongoing business and to its reputation and trust with its customers will be unquantifiable and irreparable. Preliminary injunctive relief is necessary to prevent Apple from crushing Epic before this case could ever get to judgment. Is it the case that yanking the developer credentials, is that the effect it would have, Renee?
So can I sort of preface this quickly by saying that all the legal stuff is posturing. Like everyone's is taking the most extreme position possible to sort of make the most extreme case possible. And I truly do believe that all of them sincerely think that they are in the right and are rationalizing their behavior by telling us that they're doing it all for us. And there is a lot of, like, just so much, all the money at stake. So technically, they are both Apple and Epic are using like the Obi-Wan Kenobi version of the truth, where it's from a certain point of view. Like Apple is saying it's a level playing field for all the apps, and this is in Apple's agreement. It says
let me give you Apple's response from last night. The App Store is designed to be a safe and just so that everybody gets their pleadings app. The Apple Store is designed to be a safe and trusted place for users and a great business opportunity for all developers. Epic has been one of the most successful developers on the App Store, undeniably true, growing into a multi-billion-dollar business that reaches millions of iOS customers around the world. We very much want to keep the company as part of the Apple Developer Program and their apps on the store. The problem Epic has created for itself is one that can be easily remedied if they submit an update of their app that reverts it to comply with the guidelines they agreed to and which apply to all developers. We won't make an exception for Epic because we don't think it's right to put their business interests ahead of the guidelines that protect our customers. But it seems to me that still would be true. But the minute they yank developer, is that part of the agreement?
That's in the agreement. It says that if at first they give you a time period to fix it, and then you lose your but most developers, that's fine because they just can't put their app up. But Epic, I think both Apple and Epic forget in this that they are responsible for a huge dependency for many
ecosystem.
Other developer. Yeah, and if either Apple or Epic does anything to jeopardize the Unreal Engine, it's not just them who suffer. Epic could release it as unsigned. We talked about this before. You can go in, do a terminal command. It reveals a little button that says turn off Gatekeeper, and you can still install Unreal. But I believe Unreal lets you sign applications with your certificate inside their app, and they require certification to be able to do that part of it. So it would just make it – it's already a really tough – Brianna Rue was tweeting about how tough the procedure is. It's already really tough to spit out a finalized app, and it would just make it that much tougher. And Epic, as we see from their pleading against Google, they hate the idea of sideloading. It's just not – they don't think normal people do it.
Mm. So, and you can't sideload on iOS.
No, you can on Mac, though. So that's the developer part that people were concerned about.
It affects the game developers downloading and installing Unreal Engine on their Mac in order to make an iOS app. It doesn't impinge on the iOS app itself. It's merely they can't get updates on
updating it, yeah. Well, they can, but they'd have to go through the same sideloading process that Epic says is so egregious on Android. So basically, they contend that, normal people don't sideload. Apple and Google make it seem so scary when you do it, and they effectively block you by not making it the default status and use things like Google Protect and Gatekeeper to make it almost effectively impossible, in their wording, to do it. So they want full access without having to go through that procedure.
So it struck me, at least the optics of it, this second blow,
it's all bad.
Really looked like for Apple, I think. Well, maybe that's just my point of view. But for Apple, the optics of saying, "Hey, you got a nice ecosystem you got here. It'd be a shame if anything happened to it." Lori, how are regular people going to react to this? I think they're going to react like I did. They don't know what the agreement is. They're going to say, "Apple, you are being dicks," or is it Epic?
Well, no, they're going to say Epic Games has really done a good job of marketing this as the tyrannical overlord that is Apple, and to a lesser degree, Google are the ones who are doing everything wrong here. The average person is not going to see this as Apple, trying to adhere to its guidelines. They're not going to see Epic as having done something wrong. It's definitely, and unfortunately, Apple is the one who's looking the worst in this case, even though Google is doing the exact same thing too.
Google
is the one getting the bigger headline.
Google's less of a monopoly because you can sideload. Apple prohibits that, says you cannot.
And they're
not
a development platform. Nobody's writing Unreal apps using their Android phone. They're doing it on Windows or they're doing it on Mac.
Yeah. Also, they're a lot less stringent about collecting 30% on every transaction that happens within the ecosystem. So,
not on games though. In games, they're identical to Apple.
Right. Right. But their argument at Epic is that this is a universal thing that is just no good and shouldn't be allowed. Although let's also admit that what part of the fun is that that Epic didn't just do like a search and replace Google and Apple when they filed the lawsuit against Google. Google's lawsuit specifically calls out, and every time I want to say this, I want to use like the Southern sweaty country lawyer like voice. And you are founded upon the principle that don't do evil. Well, what have you to say about this now, sir? But part of the lawsuit against Google mentions that, for instance, Epic tried to get a deal with OnePlus, for instance, to put the Epic Game Store preloaded on all of their phones. But was that the that and that had, they had a deal in place, but Google, for instance, but Google stepped in and said to OnePlus, we would very much like for you not to do this deal, and the deal was kiboshed. So this underscores the fact that this was not for people on Twitter and other social media that are saying, oh, well, this is a stupid lawsuit, it can't possibly proceed. That has the idea that that this was something that they did impulsively, as opposed to something they built month by month over a period of a year to make sure that whatever arguments they make. I mean, they have Christine Varney as part of their co-counsel for Opus.
Explain to me how this makes customers safer.
How what makes customers safer?
This is Apple's response. We're trying to make Apple customers safer.
We've proven that it's not like they've handled transactions, and this is part of Epic's complaint. They've handled transactions for Amazon. When you buy non-digital goods, transactions are handled through the vendor, not through Apple, and those are secure. And when you install apps using Gatekeeper, and when you install apps using sideloading on Android,
Apple says we won't make an exception for Epic because we don't think it's right to put their business interests ahead of the guidelines that protect our customers. And in fact, they should say we don't think it's right for them to put their business interests ahead of our business interests. That's the truth.
Well, no,
and this is why it hurts Apple. This is why it hurts Apple, because they have the right to do this. It's in the agreement. It looks terrible. It looks because it followed on after the lawsuit. They said, well, in that case, no developer license for you, and we're going to hurt an entire ecosystem of people. And you can't make the argument, despite Apple's statement, that it's protecting customers. It's protecting our bottom line. And I think the optics on this could not be worse. Whether Apple has merit, whether it's doing the right thing, whether you can argue that they've added so much value that it's and 30% is the norm and all that stuff, doesn't matter. Because the normal person is going to look at this and say, what dicks?